NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government is out with two new reports this morning that provide hope for economic recovery and the job market. Those reports have triggered a rally on Wall Street. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what are we hearing from the Labor Department about worker productivity and first-time claims for unemployment benefits today?
Craig, very interesting numbers here by almost any measure. Employee productivity is up yet again. Now, this is partly as a result of the recession, with businesses seeking every possible efficiency. But despite that, economist Hugh Johnson tells me that predictions that employers will have to start hiring more people may now be coming true. He tells me that business is good. Unemployment benefit claims are down sharply for last week, low enough to start affecting the unemployment rate if those numbers stay that way.
Companies now, along with the increase or the improvement in productivity, are having to respond to that in better business by starting to hire. You see that particularly as small and medium-sized businesses.
Now, Johnson says overall, Craig, that these reports are very good news.
So, Paul, if small and medium-sized businesses are leading the charge in employment, what does that say about the president's economic policies?
Hugh Johnson tells me that low interest rates from the Federal Reserve and White House policies appear to be working.
The Federal Reserve has contributed. The federal government in Washington has contributed with the stimulus plans, and I think it's starting to bear fruit.
And what's he saying about the big Republican push to cut government spending quickly?
Well, Johnson says that could be a big problem if government suddenly shrinks.
We reduce government spending too fast, it's going to be a real issue.
He told me that quick cuts in public employment and purchasing could counterbalance gains elsewhere and to help stall a recovery.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. President Obama has signed the latest temporary spending bill to keep the federal government running, but it provides funding for only 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
It is no way to run a business or a government to examine, you know, to wonder every 2 weeks if we're going to be able to keep in operation the following week.
Carney says the focus needs to be on finding common ground on a longer-term budget solution. A prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague says Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, and some of his sons will be investigated for possible crimes against humanity. Government workers and relief groups in Tunisia are struggling to cope with the exodus of people fleeing Libya. NPR's David Green says thousands of people are living in a makeshift tent city just across the border from Libya.
The tents just keep going sort of as far as the eye can see out towards, you know, into the dirt, towards the Mediterranean Sea. But it's not, you know, people up against one another. I mean, there's space to walk. There are people wandering around getting food. There are lines at bathrooms that people are able to use. So it doesn't feel like a scene of desperation right now, but UN officials say it could easily become that if the numbers keep growing.
That's NPR's David Green in Tunisia. This is NPR News. Ohio's state Senate has narrowly approved a bill that would restrict the collective bargaining rights of more than a third of a million teachers, police officers, firefighters, and other public employees. State Senate President Tom Niehaus insists the bill is not a union-busting measure.
We are not eliminating collective bargaining. We are putting some criteria in to make it more balanced.
The measure is likely to pass the Ohio House next week. A conservative group called Americans for Prosperity, or AFP for short, is trying to build support for the move in Wisconsin to limit collective bargaining rights in the public sector. Chuck Quirenbach of Wisconsin Public Radio says the group wants to counter the ongoing demonstrations by opponents of the plan in Wisconsin State Capitol.
AFP Wisconsin Director Matt Seeholm says many backers of the governor haven't been able to come to the state capital of Madison to demonstrate their support. So Seeholm says a bus tour that plans stops in 10 Wisconsin cities is needed.
Bring people together and say there is support all around the state for these kind of policies.
Seeholm says he's sure opponents of Governor Walker will show up too. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirenbach in Milwaukee.
Astronauts aboard the space shuttle Discovery get some time off this afternoon after a couple of busy days. Astronaut Nicole Stott says she's going to spend her downtime just staring out the window.
There is nothing like the views you get out the windows here of our just glowing, colorful planet to make us realize that we have a very special place to take care of.
Stott and the rest of the Discovery crew will remain docked to the International Space Station through the weekend. Wall Street is having a positive reaction to today's economic numbers. The Dow is up 156 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.